My dear Mrs. Hale, I am much grieved that you were displeased with my answer. I had no wish to be impolite, and I was very much in earnest. I was brief, which I thought you wished me to be, and I gave you advice which I knew to be direct, and which I thought was sensible. Your son is about to leave Harvard University, and therefore may be presumed to possess at least the elements of a liberal education. I can imagine no better foundation for anyone who desires to be a writer. And from your letter, I judge that he has been brought up in easy circumstances. He will doubtless have spent most of his life among ladies and gentlemen. This is a class which, from a literary standpoint, rests now under a cloud, and I dare say it deserves the contempt of that large body of writers who do not belong to it. But after all, it ventures still to exist, and it is well for the writer to know its habits and customs. It is possible, even, that he may wish to write about it. I am prepared to believe that life is more significant in a grocery store than in an apartment on Park Avenue, and that the emotions of a truck driver are more subtle than those of a person of quality. But there are persons of quality, and there are apartments on Park Avenue, and the writer is wise who regards nothing human as alien to him. So far, so good. Your son, I suppose, has led a sheltered life, and at his age, he can hardly have much knowledge of the world. I do not know how you can better help him to acquire this than by taking the advice I gave you. Give your son $1,000 a year and tell him to go to the devil. On $1,000 a year, he cannot starve. But if he is of an adventurous disposition, and unless he is, will not desire to be a writer, he will often find himself penniless, and so obliged to do whatever he can to get his dinner. That is not bad training. On this sum, he can travel all over the world, but only under conditions which will throw him in contact with all sorts and kinds of men. He will not be able to afford the luxury of respectability. Besides, in telling him to go to the devil, you will have explained to him that you mean him to attach the widest possible meaning to that worn-out phrase. If he has any spirit, he will soon find an infinite number of ways and means to carry out your suggestion. And, in 5 years, he will have gathered experience and an acquaintance with men and women which cannot fail to be of great value to him as a writer. If, at the end of this period, he cannot write, then you must console yourself with the reflection that he lacks what no thought of yours nor advice of mine can give him, talent. Yours very faithfully, W.S. Mumm.